Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dean Richards joins us. Thanks for minding the store here. Dean, how you doing?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing very well. We had a fun time filling in for you last week. I had no idea there was so much rampant drinking going on behind the scenes.
You know what? When you substitute for somebody, it's a lot of fun. It's like a rented car. You just drive it into the ground and don't worry about it because you're just going to return it to the owner.
Exactly right. It's a whole different feeling.
Give us the latest now on Brian May. I was reading about the Queen guitarist. He had a heart attack. Is he okay now?
He is okay now. He's actually doing fine, but he was doing some gardening and felt some pain in his back, severe pain in his back. Went to the doctor, had an MRI. He had a compressed nerve in his spine. So while they were treating that and doing therapy for that, he began to develop chest pain and chest tightness for like 40 minutes nonstop. And it turned out that he had three blocked arteries. They put some stents in so he didn't have to have triple bypass surgery. But it was scary for a little while. And, yeah, as I say, he's doing fine right now.
And under the category of doing fine, Betty White. How is she faring during the pandemic?
God bless Betty White for any reason whatsoever that we can bring it up. But, you know, all these stories about COVID-19 have been very bad stories generally for the elderly. Betty White just turned 98 years old this past January. And she put out a statement just to say that she's doing fine, because a lot of people have been asking, how is Betty White, since, you know, we know that she's up there. But she is says that she's very grateful that she can make her life at home as peaceful as possible. She spends her day reading and doing crossword puzzles and playing Scrabble. And she says that she enjoys the occasional vodka martini and hot dogs.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's I got to ask her if she's a fan of the Chicago hot dog, because she was born in Oak Park. I don't know if that automatically means that that's how you do your hot dogs. But I'm going to be crushed if I hear that she puts ketchup on her hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm sure she knows better.
She added, though, that we, you know, she's had a very long life, and it's been our observation that we have come through worse than this. It's Mother Nature's way of telling us all to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I heard Jerry Seinfeld talk about that. His advice, zoom out. Don't zoom in. Zoom out and know that we've been through things like this before, and we'll get through it again. Matthew McConaughey is doing something nice, isn't he?
He is. He's been doing nice things, delivering food and all kinds of things. This partnership that he's got with the Lincoln Automobile Company is paying off right now. Over the weekend, he and his wife Camilla got in a pickup truck that was just loaded with hospital masks, 110,000 hospital masks that Matthew McConaughey and his wife delivered to hospitals all over Texas, all of it donated by Lincoln. So, you know, way to go for them. The McConaugheys have been making donations of all kinds of things ever since the pandemic began. So they've been extremely hands-on with this whole thing.
So much for the positive news. Now let's get to the arrests and the divorces, Dean.
I knew that that's what you missed while you were gone.
Yep.
Let's start with the arrests, I think. A lot of you know country music singer Morgan Wallen. As a younger guy, I'm going to guess maybe around 20, 25 or so, he got arrested over the weekend for misdemeanor public intoxication and disorderly conduct. You know you have to be really intoxicated and doing some major disorderly conduct when you get kicked out of a bar that's owned by Kid Rock. That's what happened.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's bad. That's what happened to Morgan Wallen. He got on Twitter. He apologized. He said it was just some buddies, and they were goofing around. They didn't mean to harm anybody, but he was very, very sorry. And he's going to be going to court in July for to see what will happen next with that. And on our divorce blotter today, Mary-Kate Olsen officially filed for divorce yesterday on a holiday. That's the day that they officially opened up the courts again for what they were calling non-essential proceedings for the past couple of months. because of coronavirus. She was trying to get an emergency divorce a couple of weeks ago. As she's splitting up with her husband, the French banker, Pierre Olivier Kersaugui. They've been married for 5 years, but it went bad and it's turning ugly. And Mary-Kate officially filed the papers yesterday.
Well, I guess Dean Richards took French in high school. Look at that.
That's all I remember is how to, you know, create spit while you're talking.
And now for our dramatic reading of the morning, Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, this is Ryan Reynolds. He's been doing nice things over the pandemic, but he got together with the Academy Award-winning director Taika Waititi, and they sat down and they read Raoul Dahl's book, James and the Giant Peach. We're not going to play the whole thing for you, but here's just a little taste of it.
If this peach is not going to sink, the earthworm was saying, and if we are not going to be drowned, then every one of us is going to starve to death instead. Do you realize that we haven't had a thing to eat since yesterday morning? By golly, he's right, cried the centipede. For once, the earthworm is right. Of course I'm right, the earthworm said. And we're not likely to find anything around here either. We shall get thinner and thinner, and thirstier, and we shall all die a slow, grisly death from starvation, and I am dying already. I am slowly shriveling.
I'm sure the boys and girls love that.
The boys and girls, it is actually a very lovely story. This director, Taika Waititi, has a YouTube series in which he reads books for kids, and he gets celebrities to join him. He's had Kate Blanchett and Benedict Cumberbatch and Meryl Streep to do it, and now Ryan Reynolds. So if you go on YouTube, and really if you just search James and the Giant Peach, it'll pop right up. It's a fundraiser for Partners in Health as well.
Finally, Dean, listen to this. Orion Samuelson, based on your tip, we did ask him about Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas in that first meeting, and listen to what he said about that.
Marlo came in to do an interview on the Phil Donahue show, and they were sitting in the coffee shop at WGN at Bradley Place having breakfast before they went on the air, and I think I introduced the two of them because that was the first time that they had gotten together, and it was at the cafeteria at WGN. So I take credit for their marriage and all of the other success that came their way.
Go ahead.
But yeah, that's one of the unusual encounters I've had during my years at WGN.
You're responsible. Well, then after that, when they went on the set, sparks were flying on TV.
Yes. And of course, the reason that Marlo came in was she had written a story or a little bit of a narrative on farmers and producing food that kind of not only got my attention, but got my temper up a little bit because she was very critical of farmers because of what they were doing to the environment and that sort of thing. And so I called her and got past her publicist person and got her on the phone and said, you know, you're taking a lot of grief from farm wives who didn't like what you had to say about agriculture. And she said, well, maybe I could come in and talk about it. And so that's what brought us, brought her in here. And then the rest is history. So I get credit for their marriage.
Wow. Uh-huh. Now you know the rest of the story. Wow. Thanks for the tip on that, Dean.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, now you have to get the behind-the-scenes story of how Orion got together Bozo, Cookie, and Wizzo the Wizard.
I'll work on that tomorrow.
Because they were also working right down the hall back then as well.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.
Thank you, Dean.